Okay, I think we'll turn to the scriptures then. Today I've only got one verse for the text of the message. It's out of 1 John. First John chapter 4 and verse 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Lord, just speak to us today. Put your words in my mouth, Lord, that I may share your message today, that we may be uplifted and drawn closer to you, Lord, through this time. In the name of Jesus, amen. I want to look a little bit about life, Christian life in general, some ways. We're always in battles. Seems like we're always being challenged by something. Someone does something and makes us mad. Someone does something that's not fair, not right. We can point our finger at them and say, that's my problem. You're my problem. But in reality, they're not. In reality, it's not them. In reality, it's the forces of evil that are driving them. It's the forces of evil that are causing all these things to take place that come against us. In Ephesians, it brings it out without question. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. It talks about, starting at 11, it talks about putting on the full armor of God. And in verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of darkness of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Our battle truly is not against other people. It's not against another man, another woman. They may be the mechanism by which the evil one causes the attack to come. They may be the ones that says something to hurt us real bad. But in reality, behind all of that is the forces of evil. The spiritual forces, the darkness, that's what we're fighting against. That's what the battle is against. And those are the things that by the human eyes we cannot see. We can't see these spiritual things because they're not physical. We're physical. So we have to remember, we have to know and keep it in our mind that our battle is against the spiritual forces of darkness, the forces of evil. And we have to keep telling ourselves that so we don't forget. There's a story back in the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. There's a whole bunch here about Elisha, the great man of God, the great prophet of God, and the things he was doing. And just a little history here, Elisha was against Armon's army, excuse me. And the king got mad. He was getting very upset with Elisha because no matter what the plan was, the battle plan that the king came up with to attack God's people, Elisha knew about it. God revealed it to him. You know, the king says, even if I talk about it in my bedroom, this man of God knows about it. I got to stop him. So the king set out to do away with Elisha. So what happens? He sends his army out. And the servant, Elisha's servant, looks out and sees this army starting to come around him, starting to come towards him. And he goes to Elisha and says, hey, what's going on? What are we going to do? The enemy army is coming after us. And in verses 15, 16, and 17, when the servant of the man of God came up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Verse 17, and Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw hills full of horses and chariots of fire, praise God, chariots of fire. The servant couldn't see him. He couldn't see him. But Elisha knew. And that's the way it is with us quite often. We don't see what we're fighting against. And quite often we don't see the forces that God has put in place. God is working and doing wonderful things, tremendous things. We just don't always see it. We don't always see what happened. And the rest of the story of Elisha is just really too good to pass up. The army started coming forward, and it wasn't the chariots of fire that went to battle. But Elisha prayed that the army, the enemy army, would be blinded. That's in starting at verse 18 and going on from there. This army was blinded. God answered the prayer. And Elisha led him right into the city of, I think it was Samaria, right into the city. And when he got in there, he prayed that God would open this enemy army's eyes. And this army looked, and they were right in the middle of the woes that was their enemy. They had been conquered. Praise God, he does wonderful things. Strange ways sometimes, but wonderful. And as we're looking at this, we move forward just a little bit. And we have to live by faith. We can't always see. We can't see these things. We don't see what God is doing all the time. We don't see what evil forces are coming against us quite often. But we can live by faith. We can walk by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Second Corinthians chapter 5, I'm sorry, verses 6 through 10. I want to look at verse 7 specifically. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. We live by faith, not by sight. We live by faith and not by sight. And that's so true, so true. As a Christian, we have to live by faith. We look to the Lord and put our trust in God. We look to the Lord and trust Him. We cannot see all the spiritual forces. We cannot see all the enemy forces. We cannot see all of God's forces. We have to trust in the Lord. Trust in Jesus. And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, kind of a paraphrase of it, but since God is for us, who is against us? We serve the Lord, we trust the Lord, we follow His leading. And then we can take comfort in that if God is for us, does it really matter who is against us? Because God is greater. God is greater. The power of God, which is within us, is much greater than the powers that are all around us. Jesus won the battle. He went to the cross and He died. He paid the penalty for the sin of mankind. Paid the penalty for all people's sins. And He didn't stop there. He arose from the dead to win the victory over death, hell, and the grave. He is alive today. He's living within the believers. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus, living within all believers. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you have conquered all, that you are the winner. You are the victory, Lord Jesus. You are within us, and you are much greater than any force that will come against us. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what happens to our physical body, our soul, our life, our eternity is secure with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Our closing hymn will be Just As I Am, page 488.